Hunter got his hand out, smiles and say for a little bit.
Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan. This is season 4, episode 9. And we are now up to the family reunion, March 2020. Now, the third weekend in March, we have the family reunion. This is going to be our 6th annual family reunion. In a previous episode, probably in season 2, I told you how the family reunion begun. Now we're up to our 6th family reunion. Roiland is helping me, and she is doing a phenomenal job. She is out getting sponsors for the event. We are getting banners made. We got a concert happening out in the park. We got the Friday and Saturday night at the Strand Theater like we always have. We got Saturday morning set up at the Hampton Inn. We got the Crawfish Boil set up at Mike's Seafood Restaurant. Got the city involved. Remember, we've been having those meetings I was telling you about. How the city is ready. Tourism. People are ready. Jennings is getting hyped up about it. We got more people coming than ever before. And about 3 weeks before the event, or 2 weeks before the event, the city coordinator pops in, sits down on the morning show, says, "Hey man, I got an announcement for you." I'm like, "Okay." He said, "I just found out that the Festival Association is going to make the family reunion a festival. They're going to add you to the Fairs and Festival Association. So it'll be a legit fairs and festivals." I'm like, "Oh man, come on. I have been waiting on that." See, now we are clicking. So, because this has been the biggest event that we've been putting on. Everybody comes from everywhere. All the artists come and gather, concerts, the organizations were coming down. Everything was coming together. Like I said, the city was on board. Tourism was on board. It's just looking great. And then 2 weeks later, or a week later, it's a week before the event. The week before the concert was supposed to happen, the big COVID announcement, and nobody can gather. So artists are having to cancel their flights in here. We have to put the reunion on hold. And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." See, the reunion is one of the biggest awareness of HLE Radio for the year. And this year, I mean, we have a talent contest set up for a chance to record, for a chance to have a video done. I mean, we actually have some stuff in place, some real legit stuff in place. Sponsors, we got shirts. We got gift bags. City's ready. I mean, we're all out and boom, cancel. I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." Nope. Now, of course, y'all all know the story now. COVID hit for everyone. Everybody got shut down with everything. So what happens? You got it. All the interest dies off. It all goes away. People have to start rethinking things, redoing things, figuring out how they're going to redo stuff, how they're going to do business, how they're going to do this, how they're going to do that. How's this going to work? How's that going to work? Then there's the lockdown. Well, it doesn't stop for me because I'm considered communication, so I get to come to work every day during phase one, which I could spend some time on this COVID crap, but I ain't gonna do it. I keep my thoughts to myself. But it really took a toll on HLE Radio and the momentum that we had going. Just really put us at a dead stop. Now here it is, coming on March of 2021, and there's no family reunion again. We didn't have time to plan. We didn't know what we could do. We didn't know how we could do it. So we had to skip it. Which is what I felt the Lord say to do anyway. So that all comes to a screeching halt. I still come to work. I still do the radio. But it's a whole new way of doing things. Not for me, but I'm watching the people around me. The town here is like a ghost town. You don't see anyone moving around at all. It's crazy for that time. So after a couple of weeks, we get into April. I'm thinking, with all this time of nothing to do, you know what? I'm going to redo my office like I've been wanting to do. Because my office originally was set up as the bedroom in the suite where we'd put artists up when they would come through. That's what it was originally set up as. But I had curtains on a wall behind me. And every time my chair would roll back, it would catch the curtain under the chair and it would pull it down. It'd pull the rod down and I'd have to fix it or it would get caught. And they were ugly curtains anyway, from the dollar store. Not that I got anything against the dollar store. It was just some ugly curtains we bought at the time to hide the wall. Because on that wall, besides all the holes and everything else on it, this is where the room before was a beauty shop where they cut hair. So they had sinks. They had three of those sinks that you wash your hair in. They had some lines, electricity lines running, and junction boxes running along that wall. They also had a lip on that wall. I don't know what it was, but then they had some kind of painting stuff on it, and then they had holes all over in it, and it was just ugly and white and messed up with all kind of crap on it. That's why the curtains were there, to cover it up. And I wanted to brighten up my office. I wanted to paint it blue, bright blue, for HLE colors. And I wanted to put some LED lighting in it. Because I had these three light fixtures. I had one light in it, which was fluorescent, 4-foot fluorescent light. And then I had two light fixtures that were uncovered. And I'm like, I need some light fixtures for that. Cover up those holes. Now, I have never done any kind of construction work in my entire life. Any kind of carpenter work, any kind of that kind of stuff. I've never done that at all. But I've had my stepdad come and do stuff for me, and I've watched him, I guess, enough. I said, you know what? I got the tools. I'm going to do this. Because every time he would come do something and he'd need a tool, I'd go ahead and get the tool so he wouldn't have to bring his. I'd have them here. Even though I didn't know how to use them, I'd just get them and have them. So it'd be easier to do. So what I did was I went ahead and I pulled this curtains down off that wall. And I looked at that wall. Okay, so I'm going to have to build a fake wall. That's what I'm going to have to do. Because I'm going to have to go over those lines, first of all. Those electrical lines, those conduit boxes, all that stuff. I'm going to have to go over that. Which means half the wall, because it was only running on the bottom half. So I'm going to have to come out over that on half that wall. So what I did is I got some 2x4s and I measured them and ended up notching them out over those lines so they would fit. And then I screwed them into the wall. And I measured them right. And then I was able to put paneling across that. And of course I paneled the top wall, just put paneling over the top of the wood there. And I cut it and I matched it up to the seams and I stapled it to the wall. And I'm like, wow, that don't look half bad. So I got some molding, put the molding up against it, and then on the ledge that I had, because that fake wall came out a bit, I just went ahead and cut some pieces of paneling to fit in there and then put the molding around it. And it made a little ledge that you could put stuff on. And it just came out really good. I'm like, whoa, check me out. Now, it's not perfect. There's some jagged cuts I had to hide. It's just not perfect, but at first glance, it's okay. I went ahead and got my blue paint, painted my office, did the trim in lime green, which I like. And then I rearranged my office, moved my desk to another location, put the Gibson sisters behind me in their cases, and did the other wall. But then I realized I couldn't see who was coming in. Now, I had a blind spot now. I couldn't see who was coming in. So I got a mirror. I got a full-length mirror, put it on the wall, and now I can see who's coming in. They can't see me, but I can see them. So it worked out perfect. But then there was the lighting problem. I got the big LED lights, and I got three of them. I said, you know what? I need to put a dimmer switch in here. Since I have a nice 55-inch TV that was left over from the suite, let me put the dimmer switch in here. That way, if I'm working and I just want the TV on, I can dim the lights. It'll be nice. Thing is, I haven't really used the dimmer yet, even though I have it, but it's there. So I did okay with the electricity, doing it myself. I installed the lights myself pretty much, except I got in a bind where one light would work and then one would stay on. So the old wiring was kind of messed up in here. Now, I'm not an electrician, but there's a guy at church that I go to who knows about that kind of stuff, knows about old wiring. He was able to come in and fix it and got it all working correctly. And this is all during this COVID time. So, man, my office is lit up real good where it wasn't before. So you can really see in here, which is what I needed. I only had one light, and those 4-foot fluorescent bulbs just really didn't light it up like these LED lights do. I have three. And one over my desk. It's lit really great. Works really great. And it looks good. Comes in here. It's bright. I like bright colors. Always did. Get that from my grandmother. But the blue with the gray tone paneling wall. That one wall like that. Accented. Got a nice big picture on it. Clock and stuff on it. It just comes out good. I like it. I really like it. And then I got one little wall in the corner over there where it's got some Hunter Logan stuff on it from my earlier career, Swamp Pop, my little award stuff, and a couple of posters, royalty checks, some pictures of me playing back in the day. And then I got my first guitar ever. I restored it. My mom bought it for me. I got it when I was about 8 years old or 6 years old, something like 6 or 8 years old. She bought it at a store called Eckerd Drugs for about, I think she said $18 maybe. Still plays. I got it. Got it in a case, in a glass case, on display. So, my office is my office. And then I got my bass, Mary Fay, and my Taylor that I ride on. So when I need to practice, there they are. So from being shut down for the family reunion to the office renovation, renovating my office. It's all done. And that's what I did during the COVID shutdown for April. Now, I'm going to leave it right there because in the next episode, I'm going to talk about how some idle time brings about. Well, you know what? I'm just going to talk about idle time on the next episode. Put it to you that way. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you on the next one. Tell some folks about the podcast, if you will. Thank you for staying with me and tuning in. Check me out on the morning show, HLE Radio Morning Show. I'm there live, 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, Central Time. Download the app. We're in your app store, HLE Radio. Check me out on Choice Social. Always doing something on there. Hunter Logan, Choice Social. Lots of free stuff to see. As I always say, I'll see you next time. Be blessed. Remember, Duke 28-2.